The European Union is proposing plans to roll back its signature data protection rules. Nothing to do with toilets. Data protection. Go ahead.
Well, Brussels says it's cutting red tape to boost innovation by easing the bloc's strict data protection rules and delaying central parts of its AI law. Critics say the EU caved to the pressure from big tech to give them easier access to personal data. Under the new digital omnibus package, stricter rules on the use of artificial intelligence in high-risk areas would be delayed from next August to December 2027. These include biometric data, energy supply, job applications and exams. Information that has been made anonymous would not be considered personal data if measures are taken not to re-identify the source, allowing firms to train their AI models with sensitive data. Internet users would be asked to accept or refuse cookies far less frequently, and smaller tech firms would see their paperwork requirements significantly reduced. Now, these proposed changes cover the EU's AI Act, which came into force last year but not yet fully applied, and the landmark privacy legislation known as the GDPR, among others. The package still needs approval from member states and the European Parliament, where many lawmakers have already voiced their opposition. Rights groups see the rollback as an attack on European digital rights. Let's take a listen to one activist.
The rules that are potentially going to be reopened with the digital omnibus are rules that are designed to keep all of us safe. They're to stop the photos of your children being used to train huge AI models. They're to stop the messages that you're sending to your friends, to your family, also being used for the same purpose. Special category data, the things that are really personal about you, like who you vote for, your sexuality, they're keeping all of that safe. Reopening them will like lessen all of those protections.
Meanwhile, Spain says it'll investigate Facebook owner Meta for possible privacy violations.
Well, the Spanish Parliament is launching a probe following recent findings that the tech giant was spying on users. In June, researchers detailed how apps like Facebook and Instagram installed on Android phones had covertly tracked users' web activity by exploiting a technical loophole, even when they were using a private browsing mode or a VPN. The revelation came after Meta already faced a €1.2 billion EU fine for unauthorized data transfers to the United States and other fines for its market practices. The company says it will work with Spanish authorities on the issue. Here's the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez speaking earlier.
Porque en España... In Spain, the law is above any algorithm or any large technology platform. And anyone who violates our rights will pay the consequences, because this cannot go unpunished.
Go Pedro, the law is above any algorithm. Great to hear. Now to a case of David versus Goliath. A Belgian farmer has taken Total Energies, to court over climate change.
Well, Hugues Fallis, a farmer from western Belgium, is suing the French oil giant for the impact of extreme weather events that damaged his business, but says he brought his claim to force the company to change its practices and reduce greenhouse gas emissions that contribute towards global warming. Caroline Baum has more.
Between tending to his crops and caring for cattle, Belgian farmer Hugues Fallis is taking French oil giant Total Energies to court. He says his business was hurt by four extreme weather events between 2016 and 2020 that caused economic damage to his farm, and that Total Energies, whose activities contribute to climate change, is responsible.
We are asking the court to impose sanctions on Total Energies, to review its practices, to stop prospecting for new fossil fuel deposits, and to redirect the huge profits of this multinational company towards research into new energies, transition and sustainability.
The trial kicked off Wednesday in the western Belgian city of Tournai. It's the country's first climate case against a multinational corporation by a citizen. Supporters gathered outside the courthouse, representing farmers' unions and environmental groups, including Greenpeace. But Total Energies says it's being unfairly singled out.
We deplore this action because we believe that taking the climate debate to court does not do justice to the issues at stake. This is, in fact, a collective challenge, and it is a collective challenge that deserves better.
Total Energies is a frequent target of climate and human rights groups. The company has recently faced litigation over a controversial drilling project in Uganda and its East African oil pipeline. Last month, a Paris court ruled that Total, which brands itself as a leader in the green energy transition, had engaged in misleading commercial practices by overstating its climate pledges. A decision in the Tournai case is not expected before next year.